In my traveling back and forth, in my commute, especially once I sort of get south of Washington, none of the radio stations really remain all that reliable. So I have put together this sort of compilation of books, audiobooks, whether on CD or sort of on my iPod or podcasts. I've come to love the Freakonomics podcast. It's amazing. I'm like, oh yeah, if this is the way economics had been introduced to me, that might have been really interesting to study. But no. So I've just sort of, and there's lots of interesting storytelling podcasts and everything. But recently, the TED Talks. Have you all, right? Just really fascinating things. So, and this week I heard, some of them are so short, but one was a little meatier. So I was driving down, I was getting close to Morgantown that one night, and I was about to start it, and I saw that it was 20 minutes, and I knew it was going to be longer than my car ride was left. I went, oh, I'll wait for that tomorrow. So this one, though, it was an ER physician in Toronto. And he says there are three words that really have a great deal of weight when it comes to the ER physician. Do you remember? Right. And he was telling it in terms of he had seen a patient earlier in the day, set her up with medicine, thought about it, and sent her home. And a little bit later, someone posted, hey, do you remember that patient you saw? Huh? Okay, no. I was curious how you might respond to this. So,
that's usually really bad.
And it was.
Yeah, they died at home or they came back
again. So she was back in.
Or they just came back to grave.
Yeah. So he was on his way out, and the nurse pulled him aside. Do you remember that patient you saw? Yeah. She's back in. 9 days later, she was dead. She came back in not response. She had collapsed at home, and he didn't go into what is, but he knew it was his mistake, because he had not kept her, and that was his first. And so it was brutal, because he says there's this sort of, for him, the way there is a culture of silence, like. He can't talk about it. And so he lived in a funk for, he didn't say how long, but for a while. And he kept sort of finally recommitted himself to saying, all right, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to be perfect. And finally he gets back out of it and he starts doing it again. And guess what? It happens again. And so he has to keep going through this. And he feels like, during that time, there's nobody to talk to, because there's all of this sort of shame and guilt and everything all wrapped up that almost paralyzes him to the point where he knows he can't get away from it. And every time, get those words, do you remember? Do you remember? And so he opened this TED Talk by saying, he started with a nice little baseball analogy about how batters, you know, if you're a major league baseball player and you bat 300, you're great, right? You know, if you bat 400, you're legendary, right? So batting 400 means you, every time, you know, out of 10 at bats, you get 4 hits, you know, so you're batting 40% of it. You get a hit 40% of the time. It's like, imagine if you're, doctor had a 400 appendectomy average, you know, you want to think, whoa, not, but he says there is not, so he opened with baseball for a minute, talked a little bit of some statistics, but he says there is not a way for these doctors to talk about it. It's almost a crisis. He says nobody's, so he says that he is just laying it out there on the line. He's going to be the first one to stand up and say, this needs to change. Which is amazing, because the culture, they don't want to talk about their mistakes. Now, there's a whole lot of reasons that we know that, insurance issues and all that. But so he has this television show. It's up in Canada. It's something like White Coat, Black Art or something like that. And he sits down with another doctor, and he says, he opens it up the conversation with, "So here is the worst mistake I've ever made as a doctor." And he says the other doctor gets really sort of flustered and worried. And then he says, "Here's my worst mistake. What's yours?" And you can see, he says, the sweat and the response. But all of a sudden, they open up and they tell the story of their worst mistake ever. And so this doctor feels that this needs to happen. There needs to be a way, rather than suffering in silence and holding it and in and not talking about it and just trying to be perfect all the time, a way to be open and to talk and to let it go. And I listened to that podcast, listened to that talk, and I thought, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains but a single grain. So, in a very real way, this Dr. Brian Goldman takes on death. He risks his own death. He risks ridicule and scorn and hatred because he takes on a system that is well ingrained and not very movable. But he starts that out when he talks to everybody, right? He opens it up with everybody's thing. He lays it out there and says, "Here's my worst thing." Opens himself up to, "This is my death." Because I really got the sense as he talked that when his patients died, there was part of him that suffered a death. And he doesn't want that death to grab a hold of him and to hold on to him any longer. And he asks the other doctor to enter into death as well, knowing that fruit will be grown in the midst of the death. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains but a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So if shame and guilt have wrapped up doctors in such a way that they don't want to talk about it, and it almost paralyzes them, what is it then with Jesus? As he enters into a world where he seeks to end the powers of sin and death, all that breaks the world, that stuff that we say literally holds us in bondage in our confession. We are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. Jesus doesn't try to skirt around it, but enters into the very thing that has us. Jesus is exaltation, and I, when I am lifted up, will draw all people unto myself. That's Jesus being lifted upon the cross. That is his exaltation. That is him entering into the very center of death itself to break it. He lays himself in there. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains but a grain of wheat. There it is on the cross, the center of our saving mystery, that in the midst of death, God brings life. God brings freedom. God brings a new reality, unfettered anymore by this death, by the shame, by the guilt, by the sin, by the greed, by all of the vices that insinuate themselves into our lives and seek to hold us fast, separating us from one another and from God. Christ knows there's no way around it. What should I say? Father, deliver me? No, Father, glorify my name. Exalt me. Unless a grain of wheat dies, it remains but a single grain. And it brings us to remembrance. Brian Goldman heard, "Do you remember?" And we hear a phrase weekly, "Do this in remembrance. Do this in such a way that that event in the past is made real for us as we take bread and we take wine. Christ comes to us into our situation, comes to us placed in our hands and on our tongue, uniting himself with us, reminding us, empowering us, making us holy, that we might remember and that we may live in such a way that we too may enter into brokenness, that we may die to the ways of sin and death, and rise to a new life that bears much fruit. Thanks be to God. Amen.